Time for Jazz by Natasha Farrant.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
About the author. Natasha Farrant has worked in children's publishing for almost 20 years, running her own literary scouting agency for the past 10. She is the author of the Carnegie longlisted and Bramford Bowes shortlisted young adult historical novel The Things We Did for Love, as well as two successful adult novels. Natasha was shortlisted for the Queen of Teen Award 2014, and the second Bluebell Gadsby book, Flora in Love, was longlisted for the Guardian Children's Fiction Prize. She grew up in London, where she still lives with her husband, their two daughters, and a large tortoiseshell cat. She is the eldest of four. For Alice Swan and Felice, who loved London and its galleries. The Diaries of Bluebell Gadsby, Volume 4, Time for Jazz. Being a combination of classic diary entries and transcripts shot by the author on the video camera given to her on her 13th birthday. The Film Diaries of Bluebell Gadsby. Scene 1. The Appearance of a Zebra. Daytime, Chatsworth Square, West London home of the Gadsby family, newly returned from their summer holiday in Devon. Three children are playing a ball game in the street. They are Twig Gadsby, 12, still brown from his holidays, wearing mismatched trainers because he forgot one each of two pairs at his grandmother's in Devon.